This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-668-0423 regarding Larry Burns, B-U-R-N-S, date of birth 8/13/1943. Dear Lisa, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Burns with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and chronic fluid losses secondary to a large amount of stool output through his ileostomy, which was necessary for Crohn's disease treatment. The patient is still smoking cigarettes and has not been trying to quit. He states he's been smoking since he was 15, so at this point he has not, does not feel motivated to try to quit. He does have a chronic cough, chronic wheezing. Sputum is usually clear, nothing purulent, no hemoptysis, no current chest pain or palpitations. His weight is unchanged from his previous visit, which was June 13th of this year. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, no chest pain or palpitations. He's got liquid stool that chronically is present in the ileostomy device. No edema, and no ulcerations or lesions. Medications, medication list is reviewed. He uses edible marijuana as well as inhaled marijuana and Cialis occasionally. Also, he reports he drinks 4 to 6 ounces of red wine with his dinner every day. Physical exam, weight 111 pounds, pulse 72, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure 132/78. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have inspiratory wheezes in bilateral bases and a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is flat. Ileostomy is intact. Extremities, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/9. Of 2022. Creatinine is 1.7 with estimated GFR of 39. Albumin 4.3. Calcium is 8.8. Electrolytes normal. Phosphorus is 3.4. His hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. 2, chronic fluid losses with the ileostomy, 3, Crohn's disease, and 4, COPD secondary to smoking. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Smoking cessation was strongly encouraged, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.